adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Bob and Connie McGuire, who were in the Afghan hills seeking the buried treasure of the great Genghis Khan, were searched by the cruel Maharaja of Ebor. However, the Maharaja failed to find the treasure map which they carried, and they were thrown into a cell. After they were left in the cell alone, Bob revealed that he had secreted the map in his shoe and started to give it to Connie. However, the silent one, the Maharaja's assistant, was watching them. And as Bob took the map from his shoe, the silent one seized it. Meanwhile, in the hills nearby, Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and O.P. Watts received a messenger who warned them that unless they turned back to Fort Jamrud immediately, they would be killed. Jim sent back word that his party would return as requested. Our friends then started back, but under cover of darkness, they circled to the north toward the Lamassery, which Jim planned to enter that night in an attempt to rescue Bob and Connie. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Within the Lamassery's great hall, the Maharaja and the Silent One face each other. However, the Maharaja is not satisfied with his assistant's explanation of what happened when he surprised Connie and Bob McGuire in their cell. Listen.
You say that you heard nothing, Silent One, that McGuire and his wife did not speak of the map.
It is true, Highness.
And yet you took it upon yourself to search him a second time.
I thought perhaps we had overlooked the map.
Perhaps I had better talk to McGuire.
Highness, why not let me handle him?
You have interfered quite enough, Silent One. The Maharaja of Ebor will act for himself. Hereafter, I'll thank you not to meddle in my business.
But, Highness...
Silence! When I have finished, it will be time for you to speak. McGuire knows where that map is. I will make him talk.
Brawn is a poor substitute for brains. Leave McGuire to me, and we will have the jewels within a week.
I have made my decision. I will question him once more.
It will be a waste of time.
You seem rather anxious, Silent One.
I have as much interest in this as you have, Highness. You forget, if I hadn't been with Maguire's father many years ago, you wouldn't have known that the jewels of the Genghis Khan existed.
Silence! I am master here.
Ebor, I believe the time has come for a showdown. I don't like to be shouted at.
Perhaps you would rather be turned over to the English authorities.
You wouldn't dare do that.
No. You forget there is a price of £10,000 on your head, Silent One. If I should reveal your real name, the jewels of the Genghis Khan would be of little use to you.
Highness, I meant only to help you.
So, you speak differently now. I thought perhaps you'd change your mind.
What are you going to do?
Question McGuire alone. See that he is brought to me at once.
But
I have issued my order, Silent One. Bring McGuire here.
Yes, Highness. I will do as you bid.
And see that you bring him unharmed. Slave.
Yes, Highness.
I have a task for you. Failure will mean death. Do you understand?
Yes, Highness.
Listen. The Silent One will return here within a moment. When he leaves again, I want you to follow him. Don't let him out of your sight for a single minute.
I will do as you order, Highness.
You will report his every action to me. That is all.
Yes, Highness. Take your hands off me.
Wait. That is enough, Silent One. McGuire and I are going to talk. You can go.
But, Highness...
I said that you can go. See that you do.
I'll go, Ebor. But despite your threat, we are going to have a showdown. You'll regret this.
After him, slave. And do as I ordered, or else death.
Yes, Highness.
Now, Mr. McGuire, if you will sit here... I think that you and I can settle our differences.
There's nothing to be settled as far as I'm concerned, Ebor. You've made my wife and me prisoners. I demand that you set us free.
It is for that purpose that I have called you here.
You mean that you will set us free?
I shall give you the opportunity of freeing yourselves, McGuire.
I think I understand. You still believe that I have the map. Well, I haven't. You've searched us.
Suppose I offered to make a deal with you.
Go on.
You haven't the map with you, McGuire. But you do know where it is.
And you want me to tell you, is that it?
McGuire, the jewels of the Genghis Khan are worth millions. If you found them alone, there isn't one chance in a million of you and your wife leaving these hills alive.
I'm willing to risk it.
Perhaps. But are you also willing to risk Mrs. McGuire's life? I can guarantee her safety.
What are you proposing, Ivor? A partnership?
Exactly. This afternoon, you refused to believe me when I told you that I have as much claim to the map as you have. Very well, we won't talk of that. The jewels are worth enough to make us both millions.
I'm not interested, Ivor.
But think, McGuire. Alone, you might fail. I know these hills. In addition, I can guarantee protection for both yourself and your wife.
And in return?
In return, I want but half of the jewels of the Genghis Khan.
And if I refuse to give you the information you want?
You will not refuse. Where is the map, McGuire? Tell me and we will share the jewels equally. Surely half is better than none.
You may be right.
Then you will agree?
What guarantee have I that you'll keep your word? Or that you'll even be able to find the way?
What do you mean?
The map is gone, Ivor. I haven't got it, neither has my wife. It's in other hands now.
You mean that someone else has it?
Someone whom you know very well.
If it's your friend, Jungle Jim Bradley.
It's not. Ivor, I'll go through with this with you.
Good.
If you can get that map, I'll share the jewels.
It is agreed. Tell me who has it.
You'll agree to free myself and my wife?
Immediately.
Then send for the silent one.
The silent one? What do you mean?
He has the map, Ivor. He took it from me an hour ago.
While this scene has been taking place within the Lamissary, Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and O.P. Watson Kolo have been approaching the Lamissary from the north under the cover of night.
Jim, we must be getting near the place. Don't you think we ought to stop?
We can go a little further, Lil.
But we're liable to ride around one of these rock piles and be right on top of the place before we know it. Why, it's so blame dark, I can't see 6 feet ahead.
Oh, don't worry about that, O.P. Kolo's ahead of us. He's like a cat in the dark.
Well, when we do get to the Lamissary, what's your plan, Jim?
Well, as soon as Kolo spots the place, we're going to stop and hide our horses. Then, Lil, you and I are going inside the walls and find out what's going on.
Okay.
What? And leave me out here alone? No. I won't permit it. No, I'm sticking with you.
Oh, no, you're not, O.P. What? You and Kolo are going to stay with the horses. Lil and I have been up against this sort of thing before. We know what it's all about. And there's no need of us all going.
Jim's right, O.P. We can't put all our eggs in one basket. If Jim and I should get caught, it'll be up to you and Kolo to get us all out.
Exactly. We'd be in a fine pickle if the silent one captured all of us.
Well, just the same, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't know anything about these hills.
Well, don't worry about getting lost, O.P. Kolo will get you back to Fort Cameron.
Jim, there's someone coming.
It's Kolo. That's his whistle. Quiet, everybody. Wait. I'll signal to him.
Do you suppose he's found the Lamissary, Jim?
We'll know in a minute. Kolo. Kolo. This way.
Here he comes. I see him. Kolo.
Quiet, O.P. You'll have the whole works down on us.
Are we nearly there, Kolo?
Yes, it's one. Lamissary around hill.
Good. We haven't much time. Now, here's where we'll leave the horses. Dismount, everyone.
All right.
Do you think the horses are out of sight here, Jim?
Kolo.
Yes, it one, Jim.
I want you to stay here with Mr. Watts and get the horses out of sight.
Kolo know what to do, Tuan.
Good. Now listen, Watts.
Yeah?
I don't know how long Lil and I will be gone. However, if we're not back here by tomorrow night, I want you to go to Colonel Hammond at Fort Jambert and tell him exactly what's happened.
Now, you just leave everything to me. Now, if anything should go wrong, I'll see that you get help.
That's the spirit, O.P. Well, Lil, I guess we're all ready. Have you got your gun?
Right here, Jim.
What? You're going already?
That's right, O.P. Come on, Lil. We've got to hurry.
But Bradley,
take care of yourself, O.P., now. And when we come back, we'll have both Bob and Connie with us, I hope.
I wonder how near the place we are, Jim.
Kolo said it was just ahead. It's going to be a dangerous job, Lil. I would rather have done it alone, but I may need you.
Jim, look. Huh? There's the wall. So dark, we were almost on top of it without knowing.
You're right, Lil. Wait. Let's have a look at this.
Can we climb it, do you think?
Not much to get a hold of.
It's not so high here. Look, Jim, if you held your two hands together in front of you, I could step in them like a stirrup and reach the top.
All right, Lil, we'll try it. Here, put your hand on my shoulder now.
All right. Now lift me a little.
All right.
A little higher.
Can you reach it?
I've got it. Push my feet up.
All right. There. Now, can you give me a hand, Lil?
Well, wait until I get something to hold on to. All right. Can you reach me?
Yeah. Now, can you hold on all right, Lil?
Yeah, take my hand, Jim.
All right.
Oh.
I made it. Don't stand up, Lil.
Oh.
Lie flat on this wall until we get our bearings.
Look, Jim. There's only one light in the lamentory. See in that window down there?
You're right. And the yard looks deserted, too, Lil.
There isn't a soul around. Come on, let's look in.
Wait a minute, Lil. We've got to make sure.
We haven't time, Jim. Look, the moon's starting to come out already.
You're right. Well, it's safe enough, I guess. All right. Jump, Lil.
Okay, Jim?
Yeah, let's go. We'll run across the yard and get up against the building. We'll be in the shadow then. Come on. Bend low and move fast. Let's go. All right, Lil. So far, so good.
The window where I saw the light. Down that way, Jim.
All right. Come on. Take it easy. Tiptoe now.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anybody around here.
No. We're lucky. Wait. Here's the window.
Is anybody in the room?
Wait a minute. Yes. Lil. Lil, it's the silent one.
Oh, let me see. Hey, you're right, Jim. What's he doing?
He seems to be studying something.
Jim, it's a map.
Yeah. It's a map, all right. I'm going to stand up and see if I can get a look at it.
Oh, my, it's so dark here he can't see it. Jim, do you think that could be the map that Bob and Connie had?
That's just what I was wondering. Boy, look at the way he's studying.
Jim, you've seen it. Look out!
What has happened? Have Jim and Lil been shot by the Silent One? And what of the Maharaja and Bob? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.